Greetings again in the wonderful and majestic and awesome name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you for joining me for a very exciting teaching today on favor. We're going to be speaking on favor today, and I believe that you're going to be truly blessed. We're in a season where we believe it's a season of favor unheard of. Favor unheard of, uncommon favor, whatever, you know, in that synonyms that we find. And I believe that we have entered into a time where the favor of God is going to manifest. And this favor is going to manifest through the revelation of knowing that we have favor, that we have favor. There's nothing that we need to do to obtain this favor. It has been given unto us. Today we're going to focus on this particular teaching on favor, and I believe that God is going to enlighten us, and God is going to empower us so that we will understand what we already possess. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 and verses 3, the Bible says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places." Paul goes further in Ephesians 2. He speaks about the unlimited riches of Christ. Paul goes further in Philippians 4. He says, "My God shall supply all our needs according to his riches in glory in Christ." Now, I want us to understand today that as children of God, there are things that we lack. And this lack is because of the lack of knowledge. The Bible calls it, "My people perish because of a lack of knowledge." There are things that Christ made available for us through the cross of Calvary. Today we are so grateful for the riches that we possess in Christ. But the reason we do not possess, and you would maybe say to me, "But man of God, I don't possess these riches." The only reason is why you do not possess the riches in Christ is because of a lack of knowledge. We lack knowledge, therefore we lack in life. And that is what we're going to look at today. We're going to speak on how favor changes will change our lives. How favor changed or will change our life. If I could rephrase the title, I would say God's favor changed my life. And I believe that as you come into the revelation today, your life will never be the same. Now, we have started this month. As I said, it's the month of favor unheard of. Come, I share with you, so many testimonies are coming in already. Since the time we released the prophetic word over the congregation in the church, God has already done miraculous works. But what I'm trying to get to today through this teaching is that when we get up in the morning, when we sleep, when we get up the next day, favor is on our lives all the time. All the time. There's not a moment we are without favor. And I'm going to prove this through the scriptures today that we walk in favor. Favor is our divine inheritance in Christ. Therefore, Paul prays to the church and he says, you know, "I pray that you will receive the spirit of wisdom and revelation, that you may grow in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. I pray that your eyes will be enlightened, that you may know the glorious inheritance that you have, that we possess as children of the Lord." I'm just paraphrasing that particular text. There is a glorious inheritance in Christ. And many of us as children of God lack in this walk with God because we lack the revelation. And I believe that God is going to open and enlighten our eyes as we look and we dig into the book of, as we look through Ephesians and through the text and through the scriptures, that the wonderful things that God has made available to us. And one of these things is favor. Favor. So we're going to look at this and we're going to ask God to enlighten us. One thing that I'm assured of today is that God's favor will change your life. God's favor will change your life. And if you are a child of God, the favor of God has already changed your life. We're going to speak on ways how to access the favor of God each and every day of our lives. Now, we don't want to access favor occasionally. We don't want to access favor temporarily. We want favor. We want to walk in the favor of God every moment of our lives, 24 hours a day. How different would things be if doors opened for you in your life? How different would it just not be if doors had to open for you in your life and you walk through each and every one of them covered with the favor of the Lord? Who do our actions and our attitudes in every situation be different if we knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that success lies ahead of us? Because we are one of God's favorites. You are God's favorites. Somebody say this with me. I am God's favorites. What I like in God's kingdom, there is not one above the other. We are God's favorites. Every one of us is God's favorites as his children. Glory be to God. Now, if today, I believe that fear, anxiety, and all of this needs to be laid down, because we access and are walking in the favor of God. The truth is, God's favor will change our lives. And I want us to know that today, is that God's favor will change our lives forever. We are no longer under yoke. We're no longer under the bondage. We have been set free. Thank God for Calvary. I've always said this. The cross of Calvary is such an amazing work which Jesus has done on the cross. I don't want to get my words messed up, because I don't want to make light of the cross. The cross is such a wonderful thing. How can I say, the grace of God and what has been accomplished through the cross and the finished work of Calvary. It's amazing, especially for the children of God. And I want us to understand this today as children of God. You know, so much has been done for us through the cross. And when we can look to Jesus and the finished work of Calvary, we understand that through his death, his burial, and his resurrection and the ascension of Christ, so much was accomplished. And we as children of God, some of us has just come into it. Some of us are still standing outside of it. Some of us has just scratched the surface. But I'm telling you, Paul calls it unlimited riches, unsearchable. So it is so much, it cannot be fully discovered. My God, isn't that powerful? Isn't that powerful? So today we're going to focus on some pointers, and I pray that God will give us insight and revelation. The first thing that we need to understand when it comes to favor is that we are already favored. Many Christians believe that they have somehow need to earn God's favor. But the truth is, we are already favored of God. God saved us because he showed us favor. Ephesians 2 verses 8 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that it's not of yourself, it is the gift of God." It is the gift of God. So we simply put this together today, that grace is favor. Grace is favor. God's favor is the power that changes things for us. First and foremost, you and I are saved by the grace. Is saved by the grace or the favor of God. And we are not just talking about heaven and one day we're going to have all those glorious things in heaven. But what does it mean to be saved? What does it mean to be saved? To be saved means to be delivered. Delivered. I love this word. Delivered. You are delivered. You are delivered. You're not going to be delivered. You are delivered. Number two, you protected. Divine protection. Number three, preservation. Number four, you are healed and you are made whole. Healed and made whole. As I speak today, miracles are already taking place. God is healing sick bodies. God is healing sick bodies. The miraculous power of God is already in operation. God is causing people's bodies already to respond to the word of God, that by his stripes you were healed. So if you're sick today, receive your healing. Receive your healing. I want us to also understand this, that God's favor covers every area of our lives. By his favor, he has taken care of everything we will ever need, spirit, soul, and body. So remember, the word favor interchangeably is grace and favor, grace and favor. His supernatural grace is so vast. The Bible says it is going to take all the ages to come for him to show us all the riches of his grace in the kindness he has given to us in Christ. We find this in Ephesians 2 and verse 8. In Ephesians 2 verse 8. Let's just read through this. It's a teaching. I want us to be enlightened, because through this enlightenment, we will know the hope to which we have been called to, and then we will access what God has made readily available for us in Christ Jesus. So as we look at Ephesians 2 verse 7, Ephesians 2 and verse 7, the Bible says, so that in the ages to come, he might show the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. In the ages, it will take ages for him to make this known unto us, the exceeding or the riches of Christ that has been made available. Come on, church, we are the most wealthiest. Billionaires are like paupers in the eyes of God, are like beggars. Are like beggars in the eyes of God. That is words that we need to look at that. We need to understand that billionaires or trillionaires or the richest man in this world is nothing to compare to the saint that knows what he possesses in Christ Jesus. We are rich in Christ. Somebody needs to say that. I am rich in Christ. You may be thinking something like, I will wait until I get to heaven so I can experience the fullness of God's favor. But I want to encourage you today. You don't have to wait for heaven. God is pouring out his favor on us right here and right now. Even before we were born again, he was giving us this favor, because the Bible says something so amazing in the book of Romans 5 verse 8, that God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. That is grace. He sent Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. My God, I thank God today. It was God's grace at work in our lives to enable us to be born again. From the moment we stepped into that new life, the moment we made Jesus Christ Lord of our lives, God's favor began to work nonstop on our behalf. You need to understand that. The moment you came into Christ, the favor of God began to work nonstop in your life. I am highly favored of the Lord. Somebody used to say that. I am favored of the Lord. Being born again was just the starting place for his favor to be poured out, and he will pour out grace and more favor to you every moment of your life if you will walk by faith and receive it. Come on, somebody needs to say, I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Somebody needs to say, I receive the favor of God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Receive the favor. Receive the favor of God. I love what the Bible teaches us in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 6. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 6. We're just going to get into that quickly. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 6. Now that is very powerful text that Paul just opens up to us here. He says, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he had made us accepted in the beloved. I am accepted in the beloved. What an amazing portion of scripture. We need to understand this particular text. It is so, so powerful when we understand the terminology used by Paul, when Paul says that we have been accepted. Now, accepted there in just the normal English word could mean, I've been accepted. I've been accepted. I have been basically made a part of or accepted, right? But when we look at it into the Greek, it really breaks down something and brings something very phenomenal, something that will change our perspective, something that will change our understanding. And that is what it brings about. When we look at the word accepted in the Greek, the word is charito, and it means to be highly favored, to be highly favored, to be pursued with grace and compassed with favor, to honor with blessings. It is used in Luke 1 verse 28 in reference to the Virgin Mary, which is highly favored one. And I want us to understand today, like Mary, those in Christ are highly favored in God's sight. Like Mary, those in Christ are highly favored in God's sight. We possess the favor of God. The problem is today we lack knowledge. And because of a lack of knowledge, we get manipulated to think that we need to earn the favor, or we need to earn all these precious promises, all these precious gifts that God has already made available to us in Christ. And sometimes we get misled because we don't understand, and because many people now can manipulate those who do not understand. But I'm telling you, since I've been digging into the book of Ephesians with our disciples, you know, the discipleship class, we have had a phenomenal time. God has begun to open up this book of Ephesians to us in such an amazing way that I understand right now there are some things that we pray for. It needs to still happen. But we already have what we are praying for, things like it must still happen, but it has already happened. If I could just rephrase that. We are praying about things like it must already happen, but it has already happened. And what I'm saying about this is, it's like Paul says, you know, sometimes we go to the altar, not Paul says this, but sometimes we go to the altar and we pray, give us power, give us power. Then Paul goes back to the book of Ephesians and Paul says, I want to have a revelation of the power I already possess. And that's why God brings us into the area of teaching, so that we can understand there are things that God has already made available to us. And these are things that can be accessed through faith, because it's already ours. Come on, somebody. You just need your eyes to be open. Therefore, we need to pray like Job prayed in Job 42 verses 5. Open. Now I've not only heard with my ears, but I've seen with my eyes. So I want to see. David says, Lord, open my eyes so that I can behold the wondrous things that is in thy law. Paul says, I pray that the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened. So we need to be enlightened. So as we are enlightened, we will begin to walk in our possessions in Jesus' mighty and majestic name. The Bible says in Psalms 5 verse 12, for you, O Lord, bless the righteous with favor, and you will surround him as with a shield. You will surround him as with a shield. Now, this scripture has been written for the children of God, for those who serve him. It talks about the children of God. It talks about us, because Jesus made us righteous. And the Bible says, you will bless the righteous. When Jesus shed his blood, he made us righteous. He made us righteous. And with that came the favor of God. And therefore, God's favor now surrounds us as with a shield. Wherever I go, I'm favored. My coming in, I am favored. My going out, I am favored. Therefore, even in Old Testament, it said, I'm blessed in the center. I'm blessed in the field. It doesn't matter where I am, because I'm the righteousness of God. I carry the favor. When Jacob gave Joseph the coat of many colors because he was his favorite, Joseph carried the favor grace wherever he went. If we need to put a picture to this, we put the picture of Joseph, because wherever Joseph went, Joseph was favored. And because of the favor, they could see the favor in Joseph, and Joseph made everything prosper around him because of the grace of favor that he carried. And I believe that if we understand the favor that we walk in, we will never again let the devil intimidate us. Your company will not go down because you are in that company. Your business will prosper because of favor today. You carry favor, child of God. Walk in your kingdom right. Walk in your kingdom inheritance. You are an inheritor of God's divine favor. You are favored everywhere you go. The favor of God is upon you. The favor of God shall manifest in your life. 24 hours a day, the favor of God is on you. Every morning when you jump out of bed, declare, I am favored. When you come in, declare, I am favored. Somebody needs to say today, I am favored. I'm the righteousness of the Lord, and it's because I'm in the righteousness of the Lord, his favor surrounds me as a shield. Come on, somebody, walk as somebody that is favored. I'm favored of God. Number two, you will receive God's favor by faith. I know about a lot of believers who enjoy this kind of favor we are talking about. And when we see it sometimes, you know, when people see people are favored, what the first thing or the first reaction to a favored person is jealousy or envy. And that is what we find in the kingdom of God. The first reaction is jealousy or envy. And we find this in the kingdom. But I'm telling you, when I look around me, at times I did not understand. Therefore, Job, and I heard a mighty man of God said this once. He saw the people receiving the blessings in the kingdom. He saw them walking in the overflow. He saw them walking in the manifested blessings of Christ. Instead of jealousy, he prayed a prayer. He said, Lord, open my eyes so I can see what they see. Come on, somebody needs to pray that with me today. Say, Lord, open my eyes so I can see what those see that's walking in your divine favor. I will not jealous them. I will not question their blessing. I will rather want to see what they see. Come on, somebody say, I want to see what they see. Hallelujah. Sometimes we don't, our lives is filled with tragedy. Our lives is filled with mishaps. And we don't understand that God's favor is with us. It doesn't look that way at times. At times we don't understand. We don't understand what we are going through. But God's favor is with us. Hallelujah. We need to understand that today. We need to take advantage of the favor of God. We need to take advantage of the favor of God. One of the problems, and I kept saying it and I'm saying it again, is because we lack knowledge that we do not walk in the favor of God. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 2 says, God's grace is multiplied to us through knowledge. I love that. Somebody needs to quote that scripture with me. God's grace is multiplied to us because of knowledge. Now, as we said, when we use this word interchangeably, the very same word that grace is favor. The very same word grace is favor. And when we look at this particular portion of scripture and understand that the very word means favor. Hallelujah. Favor, favor. Somebody needs to say, I'm walking in the favor of God. I'm walking in the favor of God. I'm walking in the favor. Favor is God's grace is multiplied to us through knowledge. So the more I grow and increase in my knowledge, the more increase in grace. And the more I know what is mine, the more I will take a hold of those things in Jesus' mighty name. We need to take a hold of it. Amen. The first thing that we have to do before we can receive the benefits of God's favor is to know what we do not know is what we lack in, is what we come short of in the kingdom of God. But the more we increase in the revelational knowledge, the more we will possess those things that God has intended for us, those things that God has brought unto us. And most of this, and all God's, everything in the kingdom of God, our currency is faith. The Bible says, by grace you have been saved. But when we go further in that scripture, it says, through faith, God provides every possible blessing and goodness he has given to us as his children. Hallelujah. From the day we got saved, God has given us everything we need. Hallelujah. We need to tap into that. We need to believe God for that. Somebody said this, grace is God saying, Here is all the good stuff I have to give you. Faith is you saying, thank you, I will take it. Is somebody going to say thank you today? Say thank you, I'm going to take all that God has for me. I'm going to take all that God has for me. I'm going to receive it by faith. For the Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and by hearing the word of the Lord. We find out the truth about God's favor, his goodness, and his blessing as we hear his word on the various things like favor and every other topic. When we find out that God has made these resources available unto us and all these blessings are for us, faith begins to grow. Faith comes when we believe and begin to receive what God's word says for us. It's like healing. When we believe that healing is our portion, we will take hold of healing. When we know that Jesus Christ, by his stripes we are healed, we will step into the dimension of God's favor. When we believe, we will step into that dimension. When we believe, and we will receive that which God has for us. My God, I'm so excited today. Somebody's about to step into the miraculous healing. Somebody's about to receive every blessing that God has in store for them. God has blessed us with everything that we need. We are loaded. God has made divine providence. God has made divine provision for us as his children. When we look in the word of God and look through the word of God and understand what Jesus purchased with his precious blood, what he has provided for us. us when we came to know Jesus Christ and when we came to know Him as our personal Lord and Savior. We received everything that was made available to for us through the cross. We have received it. It is ours. Jesus made it available for us and to us. Hallelujah. So we, once we come into the place where we have heard the word, we need to take it. Faith takes. Faith takes. Somebody needs to let their faith take what God has for us. The third thing we're going to speak about today is God searching. God is searching for someone to bless with His favor. I am one of them. I don't know who's the other one. I am definitely standing in line because I believe God is searching and I am ready. Hallelujah. Sadly, many times we are too slow to receive God's favor. We think we're waiting on Him when He's actually waiting on us to receive. Hallelujah. God has already done everything He takes for us. Hallelujah. To be careful while we're on this earth. He's provided every blessing of health, prosperity, peace, peace of mind, joy, deliverance from sin, and everything that pertains to a good life. Everything that pertains to a good life has He already made available to us. Second Peter, the letter of Second Peter chapter 1 and verses 3 says, seeing that His divine power is granted to us everything pertaining to a life of godliness through the true knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and excellence. Everything has been made available to us. Then the Bible says, now He tops it all off with the life in heaven. When we leave this earth, it's all part of His divine favor. All we have to do is stay ready to receive. Actually, we can't get away from God's favor. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 16 and verses 9, the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong on behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards Him. Now, perfection doesn't here refer to someone who never makes mistakes. It means someone who is loyal, devoted, and faithful. The kind of heart is always ready to receive the good things of what grace has provided for us. God is always searching for someone to bless. That is His nature. He is full of mercy and full of compassion. Because of His favor, He looks for someone. I am positioning myself for that blessing today. Amen. He looks for somebody to bless. He's looking for somebody today to bless. But all that He wants us to do is trust in Him. Someone who is ever ready to reach out in faith and receive the blessing. The blessing of favor can be yours. Hallelujah. Are you that kind of person today? Are you the kind of person that is trustworthy? Someone who is ready and willing to receive all that God has for you. All that God has for you. In the book of Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. And through Matthew chapter 6. So we understand that God has made provision for us. We need to just take a hold of it as children of God. When we begin to fall in love with the Word of God and read it daily, meditate upon it, have a deep and earnest love for the Word of God and look into it daily and think on it and search the Scriptures, we will come to the conclusion that God has good intentions and good things for us as His children. And therefore, we want to take a hold of everything that God has for us. Therefore, today we thank God that favor has opened up doors for us and that God is taking us through those doors. We need to believe everything that God's word says concerning us. We need to make discoveries in the word of God concerning who we are and our destinies and our futures that lies ahead. And through His word, we must believe in this word so that we can be able to take a hold of that which His word says unto us. The Bible says in the book of Psalms again, 5 verses 12, that God compasses us about with favor like a shield. Everywhere we go, everything we do, we are favored of God. Hallelujah. That's why we need to understand that we are covered. We are covered up by challenging whenever circumstances comes that wants to break us, we are already covered. Hallelujah. We are already covered. It's time that you look that challenger square in the eyes and tell that dirty devil, I carry the favor of God. I carry the favor of God. No matter what you're trying to do to discourage me or to try to make me doubt my God, but I carry the favor of God. I'm not going to back off. I'm going to step up in Jesus. Jesus' name, hallelujah. I have the hope, and this hope is in the promises of God. I'm not as a person that does not possess hope. I possess hope because of what the Bible teaches us, and therefore we need to search the scriptures, study the scriptures. There are many scriptures on favor. I tell you, the easiest way is to go to Google sometimes and just say scriptures on favor, and when you find a download of scriptures on favor, you begin declaring it, you begin speaking it. What I've done today was to begin to give us as believers a starting point, that from the day we came to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, our inheritance says that we have favor. So we start with favor and we will end with favor. And the more revelation knowledge we have on favor, we'll begin to walk in this favor and understand that God wants us to enjoy the favor that he has for us. We may be in need of a job. Now, what we need to do today is step out in favor and believe that God has already made a way for us. Many people are in a place today. When they go into the job interview, they some of people are already negative. But when you know who you are, you step into that room with favor and you believe that God has already opened up the door. Because favor has already opened the door. Favor has already prepared the hearts of the people. Somebody shared a testimony with me yesterday as I was just listening to him telling me about how God has favored him in another nation, and how God has been good to him, and how God has opened up doors for him, and how God has favored him above people that even carry higher degrees than him. He carries a certificate, they carry degrees, but there's something when he steps into the room, because as a child of God, he carries the favor of God. The favor of God qualifies us for everything that God wants us to do. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Colossians that we are qualified. We are qualified. He has qualified us. We are qualified. So no matter what job there is, if God wants me to have that job, I will take it. It will be mine. It doesn't matter if I do not have the certificates, the paperwork, if I do not have if I haven't reached that grade, if I haven't done that courses. But if God wants that job to be mine, I'm telling you, they will train me, they will get me ready for that job, because God says it is mine. Favor will cause you to step into places that is beyond your ability, but God will give you the ability. Hallelujah. Mary asked, how can this thing be? All that the angel said to her, with man it's impossible, but with God all things are possible. Somebody say favor. Somebody say favor. Sometimes when you step into a room, people will not know why there's a lacking in you. They cannot describe it. They cannot explain it. But favor makes you likable. Hallelujah. When God favors you, you become favorable. When God favors you, you become favorable. I love what Benson Adeyosa said something very amazing on favor. He said this. He said that when we seek the favor of man, we default the favor of God. When we seek the favor of man, we put the favor of God on default, or we deactivate the favor of God, because we need to understand that we must not seek the favor of man. We must seek the favor of God. And we're not even seeking the favor. The moment I come into the kingdom of God, I carry the favor. According to Ephesians 1 verse 6, I have been accepted, the King James Version. I have been accepted into the beloved. I'm highly favored as a child of God. I am highly favored. The same salutation that was made to Mary is made to me on a daily basis. I am highly favored of God. God is going to do amazing things through the child, through the lives of believers that has the revelation and insight of what he's about to do. Some of us even lack this revelation, but yet God still shows us favor, because God cannot deny who he is or what he has promised us. And when we come into the revelational knowledge of all of this, it changes our lives forever. From this day, we will never walk again in unfavorable situations. God's favor will always be upon us. God's favor will be on us in the field. God's favor will be with us in the city, in the home, wherever we find ourselves. God's favor will be with us in Jesus' mighty name. The next thing that we need to understand about favor, and the final point, is this. You need to release your faith for God's favor. God's favor is yours. God's favor is yours. But there are just a few things that we need to understand in order to release the full power of this favor. First, we must receive God's favor like every other spiritual promise. And how is that? It is by faith. We need to receive it by faith. We need to receive it by faith. Remember that. We need to receive God's favor or God's promises by faith. That's what Abraham, the father of our faith, did. The circumstances looked hopeless when God promised him he would be the father of many nations. His age and Sarah's long life barrenness, the question would have been, how could this be possible? How is it possible that this Abraham's wife could bear a child, and Abraham being so old in years, how would it be possible? But they received the promise of God by faith, and they experienced God's favor. Let's read Romans chapter 4, verse 18 to 21, 24, and Romans 5, verses 2. Listen to this, very amazing, in the Amplified Classic Translation. For Abraham, human reason for hope being gone, hope in faith that he should become the father of many nations, as he had been promised, so numberless shall your descendants be. He did not weaken in faith when he considered the utter impotence of his own body, which was as good as dead, because he was about 100 years old, even when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's deadened womb. No unbelief or distrust made him waver. What is the word waver? Doubtingly question concerning the promise of God. But he grew strong and was empowered by faith as he gave praise and glory to God, fully satisfied and assured that God was able and mighty to keep his word and to do what he had promised. Righteousness standing acceptable to God will be granted and credited to us also who believe, trust in, adhere to, and rely on God, who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead. Through him also we have our access, entrance, and introduction by faith into his grace, state of God's favor, in which we firmly and safely stand. When we look at Romans chapter 5 and verse 2 again, we have access by faith into grace. God's favor surrounds us. Our faith releases it, and all glory now belongs to the Father. So we are just like Abraham. That is how it is in our lives for all of us. Sometimes things look bad, and sometimes things look impossible. But we have to learn, when we walk in faith and face the natural facts, we believe God anyway. There's one thing I've learned. Facts can change, but truth remains constant. My God, facts can change, but truth remains constant and never changes. We grow to the point where we can hear bad news without us worrying, stumbling, wavering in our faith. And we receive God's favor no matter what the circumstances or the odds are against us. Receiving God's favor by faith is simply an act on our part. God, we need to get into God's word, put God's word into our heart, and speak it out of our mouth. Believe it and act on it, and then receive what he has said for us through his word. When we do this, we will be victorious and overcomers in every area of our lives. There's no situation or circumstance, nothing that is stronger than the grace of God, the favor that surrounds us. Whatever we are facing today, stand up right now, get right in its face, and say this with me today. Say this prayer: I'm a born again child of the Almighty God. His supernatural favor surrounds me like a shield this very moment. His grace is more than enough to deliver me out of every trouble. My faith is in God's word, and I'm coming out of this triumphantly by the favor of God. Today, great things have just been triggered in your life. Your life will never be the same again. Let's remember this today. God's favor has changed our lives. God's favor has changed my life. Today, as you walk in the supernatural favor of God, you will experience unheard of blessings that people has not heard of before. You'll be the first in your bloodline, the first in your family, the first in your city, the first in your church, the first in your surroundings. It will happen to you because the favor of God is all over you. Now, to enter into this favor, there's favor that is continuous in our lives, we need to be born again. My prayer today is that if you would like to give your heart to the Lord, I would like you to say this prayer with me today. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I believe that you are the Son of God and that you died for me. I believe that you rose again on the third day. I believe today that if I confess my sins and I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, that I will be saved. And so today, I confess that I'm a sinner. and I'm in need of your saving grace. Today, I commit my life unto you. I believe today that your precious blood has washed me and cleansed me from all of my sin. Today, I'm born again. I'm a child of the Most High God. If you have said that prayer and you believe it with all of your heart, you need to get in contact with us. If you want to get into discipleship programs, we would like to disciple you and walk this journey with you. For God is going to do great things in your life. Your favorable life has just begun. You are God's favorite from this moment on. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.